Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. He's been a mainstay in Pella emergency response for more than 30 years. Director of Pella Community Ambulance Doug Polking is retiring on January 1st, 2015. I sit down with Doug to discuss his retirement. Well, Doug, we are nearing the end of your long career here at Pella Community Ambulance, 30 years as director and a few more here with the community ambulance. First of all, as we enter these last few weeks, just tell us what your general thoughts are.
Whoa, that's pretty tough. We have been reminiscing a lot with a lot of people. The EMTs had a little roast program for me a couple weeks ago where we spent a lot of time reliving a lot of good times. But when you say long 30 years, it's been a very, very short 30 years. And my thoughts right now are, I'm not quite sure it's real, but as the days go a little faster, becomes a little more real. And as you know, I've moved out of my office already, so we're making the transition, yes.
That transition, of course, has been one of those where it's not often you find someone who's in a position. You said it was a short 30 years, but for a lot of people on the outside looking in, like me, I'm new to town, 30 years is quite the accomplishment. In those 30 years, what are some of those memories that you were talking about, and what are some of the things that you're most proud of and accomplished here with Pella Community Ambulance?
A lot of things have changed in EMS. Technology has influenced it dramatically. But the one thing that has been constant and really makes the Pella Ambulance very strong and successful is the fact that I've had the privilege to work with a lot of wonderful people, volunteers who give up their time to serve the community. I get paid for this. I mean, it's never been a job for me. It's become a passion, and you get paid for your passion. But the volunteers who give up their free time have made it extremely successful. And that is, without a doubt, the high point of my career, the people that I've had an opportunity to work with in stressful situations, in a lot of laughs, just a real family. And that's, without a doubt, the highlight of my career here.
You're obviously a very humble guy, but you've been recognized by the state, you've been recognized by the county for your efforts over the past couple of years, we could say it that way. What does it mean to know that you've been recognized, not only by them, but I saw the bulletin board on the wall, and there are some very nice messages from people throughout the Pella community and area, too, that appreciate what you've done here over the last three decades?
Well, yes, I have to say I was recognized by the Iowa EMS Association to the Hall of Fame. Again, the volunteers put my name in. The County Emergency Association was kind enough to recognize me for the work we've done over here. It's very, you use the word humbling. Most people, when it comes to an ambulance, they know it's there, but they don't want to have to call it. Many times, it's sort of the Rodney Dangerfield. I don't want to know you. I don't want to know you're around, but I'm glad you're there. And it's very heartwarming to know that people have recognized the commitment this organization has had to the community and the impact we've had over the past 30 plus years.
And so I guess for you personally, what's next? You've lived 30 plus years on call, many late nights, many overnight responses, I'm sure, many long weeks. What is next for you after 32 years of what you said probably went by very fast because of the amount of work that goes into being a part of this?
My wonderful wife told me the other day, we came home from seeing our family, and the first thing she said was, I will look so forward to you coming home and not turning the pager on to see what has happened. Yes, no more pager. I'm sure I'll be looking for it for 30 months. I'm looking for it on the side of my hip where it's at. But right now, it'll be just an adjustment time to take a breather and see what else I can do to help in the community.
Are you still going to have any plans to be a part of Pella Ambulance, or is that kind of the retirement is a full retirement? You're not going to be tempted to go out there and go one more call or anything like that?
No, it's a full retirement. I'm hoping I can be on a few more calls in the next week or so. That's the true rewarding part of the business, when you can go out and help someone. The part behind the desk becomes the burden. But being on the street and helping people is what makes this organization go. And I'm hoping I can be out there a few more times. But January 1, pager, keys, everything are going to be here, and they'll still have my phone number if they have a question on some things, but you know, I'm full retirement.
A very special thanks to Doug Polking for not only joining us on today's program, but for also all of his years of help with the KNIA KRLS News Department. That concludes today's Wrenchscott Village. Let's talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.